Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug is out.
He's sleeping.
The big jerk.
He will be. I know. And he's in the same time zone you are.
Yeah.
There is zero excuse, sir, Doug.
That's what I think.
He will be back before we know it, and we will continue to have fun with him, without him, because Jen is here, and we are fortunate enough to have you, Jen, every Monday. But to have you for an extra hour today... Oh, I feel like I'm about to be spoiled.
It's like winning the lottery, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. How about we get in some good news before we get into the heavy stuff, the questionable items?
Let's do it.
Do you decorate for Halloween?
Of course. Hello. Decorated right now. I do lazy Halloween because I used to do fully Halloween decorations, then Thanksgiving decorations, then on to Christmas. But... what I've noticed, if I'm not having a Halloween party, which is what I used to do, like for years, every single year I'd have a Halloween party, I decided that you can actually combo Halloween and Thanksgiving. So I just kind of put away all the like super scary stuff and just put out like, you know, fall. Basically.
Oh, that's true, because they're relatively the same colors. The orange, at least.
Right.
Just and minus the purple.
Yeah, I do have, like, a black witch on my door right now, and I've got purple lights. I have this really pretty crystal pumpkin, and I put those little invisible lights in it. So right now they're purple. I may shove some orange ones in there after Halloween. But for the most part, fall is my new jam because it's easier.
That makes sense. And a lot of people, you can get those lights that you can decorate that are actually color changing, like you pick
the
color, so you can
remote.
Put it up, and then all of a sudden, boom, you have it through December and through the new year, just changing things out. Those are always fun. I don't typically decorate for any holiday, but I do like Halloween. But some of my normal home decor kind of has a Halloween vibe, even though it's not Halloween stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I have one of those snow globes, but it's a skull. And
oh,
when you shake it, the little glittery stuff, like some of them are in the shape of bats. And I cannot tell you how many times people had like would come over and it would be maybe November, December, even January, and they're like, oh, you still have Halloween stuff out? I'm like, no,
like,
that's my home decor.
Part of our permanent collection.
Yes, yeah. Well, there's this Utah neighborhood that they decorated for Halloween, but instead of doing all of the spooky season vibes, they brought Barbie Land into it.
They did what?
They brought Barbie Land into
Barbie
it.
Land?
They made it Barbie style.
Wait a second. Oh, that's cool.
Isn't it? Well, and it started with Emily Tuggle. She's 37. She and her friends went to go see the Barbie movie, and then after that, they immediately knew, okay, we are dressing up as Barbies for Halloween. Everybody pick a Barbie, blah, 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 blah. And some of their kids, who, you know, they grew up playing with Barbies. The kids now play with Barbies. And they were like, oh, you should decorate your house for Barbie for Halloween. It was one of those, the children had an idea, and the adults were like, heck yes, let's run with it. So Emily did her whole house up, the outside of the house. It's very Barbie-esque. It's all the pinks and everything. Well, some of her neighbors were like, hey, that's a great idea. Let's make a Barbie town out of it. So the neighbors got into it.
Oh, that's
And next thing you know, this whole street is basically Barbie World. It's Barbie Land driving down.
I like that. You know, that's very me. I would really enjoy living in the middle of Barbie Land with everything pink. That's very, very
It would
cute.
Be. Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. I think it's so cool when you see neighborhoods do this, whether it is for Halloween where the entire street goes all crazy.
Yeah,
or
just because
like,
everybody's together.
Yeah,
still.
It's so much fun. All right, so real quickly when we were... talking off air, you had mentioned this whole situation with Obama's personal chef.
Oh, no.
And the... It was,
I'm
it was
unprepared to comment at this point. I don't what you're going to ask me about, like, carved or a Halloween thing I went to. Yeah, so this story is really strange. And,
well, it was an accidental drowning.
Right. So remember
when... And it was
when
on his lake.
Yeah, his chef, it was... They were in Martha's Vineyard, right, I think, or something like that.
Yes,
and,
uh-huh.
And the chef was out paddleboarding, or so the story goes, and I think there was another person out there, something like that, and something happened. Nobody knows really what, but the guy's missing. He's gone. He's off his paddleboard. The police are called. During the initial reports, they made it very clear that the former president wasn't home. They said it multiple times because, of course, that's the one thing that the media always wants to know. Was President Obama home? Was he home? Was he home? No. Well, it turns out that he actually was home because I guess he had the local police that were covering for him or something like that. But they explained that both the former president took his car and rushed to the scene, according to reports, along with a woman who was found who was very wet and, like, confused and cold. So now we're getting, like, all this other side of the story, and I'm curious why you would lie about your whereabouts if you don't want it to stink. Like, I don't know. Everybody had, like, written it off as an accident, and then when you hear this piece of it, is like, it's just bizarre. I don't know.
Yeah, that is interesting. Well, there were those false reports, the false claims originally that he was found naked.
Right.
And that was not the case. But yeah, so much of this, there are some kind of things that, like, certain things don't add up. But then also, what was even the point? Like you said, if there was a lie involved, why? What was even the point of that? Why
What's
does
the
it
point?
Actually matter?
Yeah. So it is kind of bizarre. I've seen a couple of people on social media take this up. And just when I sat down with you guys this morning, there was another story that popped up about it. But if you look online, all of the headlines, like the last ones, I just typed in Obama chef. All of the last ones came up on August 23rd. And those are the last of it. ABC, New York Post, cause mm-hmm. of death revealed. That was when it came out that how he had died. But... none of it's really in the front if you try to Google it. Very, very bizarre.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, and that's one of the things, too, whenever, especially with when it comes to social media and things are going around on social media, and then you try to do your due diligence and search things out, find some reputable news sources who have the information, and then you can't find anything. And it's
right.
like, and then you don't know what to believe, and then a few days later, information starts coming out, and it's like, okay.
The truth is, it's just another story about not being able to trust anything. And I think it's so sad, because I feel like, I don't know if everybody's on that bandwagon yet, so then you do have a lot of people that trust her. So you have to question every headline. Now it seems you have to question police reports. You have to question, I mean, it's just mm-hmm. it's bizarre. It's like, how many people, how come we can't just do the right thing and just, like, tell people the truth and let people decide
yes,
for themselves?
Figure it out for
like,
themselves.
We're creating, like, so much, like, weird situation where there's just no critical thinking. I was talking to someone, and you and I have been through this, Jay, because, you know, for the last few years on the program, we've all had to deal with the realities of COVID and whether or not to get the vaccine and are they being honest about the vaccine. And I kind of chose all the way through not to get the vaccine to the point where I couldn't even go places like in mm-hmm. Los Angeles because everything was shut down. But I was having a talk with somebody yesterday, and knowing all that about how strongly I feel that they were trying to push the vaccine on us and all of this, someone was telling me that, like a couple of years ago, they were going to a wedding and found out that the bride hadn't told the party that her bridesmaid had COVID. And so I was like, what? Why would you do that to people? Like, let people decide. Say, hey, someone's sick, but they're recovering. They're feeling better.
Yeah.
Just so that you don't know what people are dealing with behind closed doors. You don't know if people have compromised immune systems or if they feel a certain way about something. But everybody's like, don't say this. Don't tell people that. And it happens all over the place. It happens on people we agree with and people that we don't. And I just, I don't know. It just feels like a lot.
Oh,
it feels like the
sure.
trust level is gone.
Well, even regarding COVID, people don't want to be around sick people no matter what. They don't want
right.
to be around something that you can catch. And before COVID, it was one of those, well, if you have the flu, I don't care. Get to work. You have a job to do. And now it's like, no, people don't want to be sick. But with the COVID vaccine, I know people who have had the vaccine. I know people who have not had the vaccine. Out of the people that I know, I have not heard of anybody who didn't get the vaccine regretting not getting the vaccine. I do know people, myself included, who got the vaccine, who regretted getting the vaccine.
Right. But at least you had a choice. And even, like, my choice felt pushed sometimes. I was like, oh, maybe I should just go get
this. It was almost like you were shunned at times.
Oh, my God. 100%. I think we can remember one time in particular when it was really tough with an event that we were supposed to go to. But, like, there's just... I don't know. It's just let people figure it out for themselves. And including this, if there is information that Obama was home during the drowning of his chef, big deal. Tell people that, you know, if he wasn't home, tell them that. But when it seems like they're making things up or that they're covering, then you start to feel like there are secrets.
And wasn't that this lake was located near the Obama's estate, but not on the estate property. It was on the property.
It was Martha's Vineyard. And so I think that there it did butt up against it or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure actually how it goes.
My goodness.
Yeah, very strange. This is why conspiracy theorists exist, because there's no truth.
Well, for sure. I do have to commend. So sometimes I have issues with social media. I don't make that any secret. But I do have to commend X for what they're doing with links nowadays, where they will include, if you put a link in your post, they will still include the photo, but they will not include the headline. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of great, because a lot of people only read headlines, so they don't read the rest of the story. And as we've seen time and time again, headlines kind of sell the story, even if the headline is not the story, even if the headline is misleading. There was something floating around social media of a guy, and the headline was that this guy refuses to help his wife, and he's getting hate for it. And the actual story is that he doesn't consider it helping his wife. He considers them equal partners, that her responsibilities are also his responsibilities. That's what the story was. Therefore, he's not, quote unquote, helping her. He's sharing the responsibilities. But because the headline itself said, husband refuses to help his wife, people just commented on the post and the story without reading the story, totally attacking this guy.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I don't know. It's all an interpretation in those situations, too. You know, how are you reading it? How are you taking it? And then, of course, everybody with the keyboard is some sort of expert on everything.
We're all keyboard warriors.
Ill. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, if you want to weigh in on the conversation, give us a call anytime. Leave us a voicemail, 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at many fine retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters. Available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, any member FDIC.
Discover. This is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank. Member FDIC.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Good Day radio program. Right now, this is where we like to talk about celebrity gossip and tech news and social media and stuff. But you know what? We prefer celebrity gossip because Jen is here. I'm Jay. I'm here. Doug's not here. So what is that saying? When the cat's away, the mice will play? Have you seen the news about Meryl Streep and her husband, Don Gummer? They quietly separated more than 6 years ago. Kudos to them. How often do we see these celebrity relationships that unfold in the public in real time? And where you're trying, breakups are hard. And can you imagine trying to do all of that in the public eye where people who know nothing about you, nothing about the inner workings of your relationship, giving their two cents?
I can't imagine in this day and age anyone can keep anything quiet, though. But how hard that is, I mean, good for them for keeping it away from everybody commenting, because obviously people do, but
yeah, wow,
that's a big secret. It's kind of like Jada and Will.
Exactly. And I think the key to keeping it secret is not getting a divorce. Just separate.
Yeah, because there's no legal records.
There's no legal paper trail. There are no receipts. They apparently called it quits 6 years ago. It just wasn't working for them. They were living their lives apart. They chose to live their lives apart, but they still consider each other family. They felt like there was no reason to actually get a divorce. They have adult children, and they've always been very private and protective of their relationship. So I think maybe when you have that, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, I think so. Especially if you're a little bit older and you don't want to get remarried again. And there's stuff you don't have to split up. They're probably all very well off. Like everybody, it doesn't come down to like the average folks where if you're younger and you want to still have kids and that separation is really important. So,
or if there's like a tumultuous ending rather than just kind of fizzling out or just
when it fizzles out. Right.
Yeah. Well, you still love each other. You just realize you're not in love with each other.
Yeah.
Well, in other news, Emily Blunt is apparently apologizing for a statement she said that had the internet really mad at her. We'll tell you what it is in a minute.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess
helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Emily Blunt, America's sweetheart, even though she is British. You know what? We will take her. She's married to an American, John Krasinski. Unless, is he Canadian? No, he's American, isn't he?
I think so. We'll take them both.
Well, Emily Blunt is apologizing for a video resurfaced and making its rounds on social media from 2012. She did an interview on the UK's Jonathan Ross show where she was talking about her time. She was there to promote the movie Looper, the 2012 movie Looper, but she was talking about when she was filming it and she went to a Chili's, and it had no part of the story itself. She was talking about perfecting her southern accent, but she mentioned that the server at Chili's who was helping them was quote-unquote enormous. And so people are coming hard for her and saying, you know, that was...
She's shaming.
Stuff. Yeah, body shaming and all of that stuff. And, yeah, I mean, let's go ahead and normalize not commenting on people's bodies or appearances. But she took ownership. She was like, I need to address this. Like, my jaw hit the floor when I saw this. I don't even remember doing this. I don't recognize that. But that was awful. I was old enough to know better. There is no reason to ever speak about somebody that way.
Well, I guess she said she's sorry.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren X.
Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. On Friday, Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who lost a third round of voting for Speaker of the House, was removed by secret ballot as the GOP nominee. So who's next as democracy plays out in Washington? Representative Kevin McCarthy is backing House Majority Whip Tom Emmer to take over the gavel. McCarthy was on NBC's Meet the Press and said the Minnesota congressman knows how to do the job. He added that Emmer can bring the Republican Party together and deliver what the country needs. Most on the Hill believe a fresh vote will be tomorrow. Presidential candidate Donald Trump says Sidney Powell was never his attorney following her plea deal in the alleged Georgia election interference. On Truth Social, Trump said that despite fake news reports to the contrary, Powell was never his attorney and never was. Powell pleaded guilty to 6 misdemeanor counts in the 2020 Georgia election. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Let me tell you. So I'll give a hoop what you do, say, girl, I know you a little too tight. I'll be shooting that shot like 2 seconds.
6:34 after the hour of Doug Steffen's Quick Day radio program. I'm Jay Kirshner. She is Jennifer Horn. Doug is out, but he'll be back before you know it. We have to discuss this Britney Spears stuff.
Yeah, let's talk.
The memoir is coming out tomorrow. And there's already been a lot of revelations. It's number one on the whatever Amazon list with pre-orders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is something that I feel like whether or not you are a Britney Spears fan, there's so much in her life that I think people do want to know about.
Well, she was such a huge part of pop culture for such a long time that even if you're not a Britney Spears fan, you're aware of like how much impact she had on pop culture for the last 25 years. Because that's really the story and what that did to her life, too. And I do think that what I've noticed and what I think may have happened is that the people promoting the book, and it's probably smart, I think they've been releasing different sections to different news outlets because it seems that everybody's been able to kind of pull their own headline, and mm-hmm. we're getting a good idea of like what's actually being revealed in the book. Well,
and a lot of these are like, whoa, information where I can't help but wonder what's in the book that they haven't released. What okay, are the really big situations? Because we know that she was pregnant with Justin Timberlake's baby. They had an abortion. And she
said she'd keep it. He said he didn't want it.
She said she would keep it. And that really makes sense because when you look at her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, she was a teen mom. She mm-hmm. basically got let go from her show. Nickelodeon was like, we cannot have this. But her family seemed to really rally around her, at least from the public image. Who knows what was going on behind closed doors. But it seems like that, you know, that could have been something that worked, but went on, had an abortion. We do know that, isn't it kind of interesting how prominent their relationship was, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake, which they were only together for, what, 3 years?
Yeah, but they were everywhere.
They were everywhere. I mean, NSYNC had never been more famous, more popular. Britney Spears was never more famous, more popular. We know that Justin Timberlake broke up with her through text message.
Bad, Justin. Bad.
Yes. Basically, I think the text simply read, "It's over." This was while she was doing a music video shoot, and there was only like one or two scenes left to shoot. It was a 2-day shoot. And allegedly, he had been trying to get in touch with her and couldn't, and just finally sent the text. Apparently, he found a letter Britney wrote to Wade Robson,
mm-hmm. who was the dancer
choreographer, who also he was I can't remember who it was in NSYNC. One of their music videos, one of the guys like broke their leg or something happened, so Wade Robson actually is in the music video as one of the NSYNC guys.
Oh, that's so funny.
Like a body double, stunt double for him. And you can, when you like look at it, I can't remember what one it is. Maybe No Strings Attached, I forget. But you can see him in there. So he was in these circles.
He did Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He was a big choreographer for them.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, so we kind of know that there were allegations that Britney cheated. There were allegations that Justin cheated. I guess some of it is confirmed. There are people saying that Justin's cheating was always like he cheated more than once, but it was one night stand kind of stuff where mm-hmm. Britney almost had a relationship where she had to write a letter breaking up with Wade Robson.
Oof.
Allegedly, that's what Justin found in a purse. That's why he broke up with her. She was crushed, but she powered through it, finished the music video, and that's like one of her best music videos. We all know what happened in the news media where Britney was portrayed as like the villain, the harlot. Justin released the Cry Me a River music video that had a body double like her.
Right.
She released her Every Time music video, which is kind of acknowledging her contributions and everything. Some of the other things that have been revealed was that Britney's paternal grandmother was also institutionalized.
Ooh.
So it seems like that's something
that goes with the family. Yeah, go run in the family. That's exactly right.
We know that Britney started drinking with her mom when she was 14 years old. Mm. They would drink daiquiris and all of that stuff.
How is that a great idea?
I
don't know.
And I feel like we've seen this a lot with certain child celebrities who became the moneymaker of the family, and maybe, I don't know if the parent didn't want to be an authority figure because they didn't want to be cut off from the money.
Yeah, or they're not ready to grow up or something
like
that.
Yeah, they weren't ready to grow up. We saw a lot of this stuff with Lindsay Lohan and her mom always going to the clubs together. And as we've seen also with Lindsay Lohan, she had a really dark time, and she seems to have come out of it. She is a businesswoman. She is now a mom, all of that. Back to Britney Spears, she did not lose her virginity to Justin Timberlake, like was portrayed in the media. Although Britney did say that she appreciated when Justin would talk about their sex life. Because her
made
handlers,
her look rough, right?
Yeah, all of her handlers always wanted to have her, like, yeah, have her portrayed a certain way. That she did lose her virginity when she was 14. Apparently, she and Justin were basically living together when they were in a relationship. They had known each other forever. I mean, who grew up together. Yeah, who all was in the Mickey Mouse, not Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, what was it?
It was Mickey Mouse Club.
Mickey Mouse Club, that's it.
Yeah, and it was Christina Aguilera was in there.
Yes, Ryan.
Carrie, what's her name? Carrie with the curly hair.
Oh, Felicity. The Felicity.
Carrie Russell. Yeah.
Yes.
Ryan
Gosling was in there.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling was there. Yeah, like, Ken.
Yeah, and I think if I remember correctly, Justin Timberlake, because he's Canadian, and Justin Timberlake's mom was his guardian at the time, so he basically lived with them because his mom couldn't be in the States during filming. Or something like that, but you had to have a parent or guardian there.
Yeah.
So he was kind of like an honorary family member. But, wow, a lot of people really came from the Mickey Mouse Club. Yeah.
A lot of them were Disney kids. A lot of the pop stars of the time and everything, they all kind of... Well, and so many of them, I mean, if you look at like how even NSYNC and Backstreet Boys came together, I mean, they were all matched together. It wasn't like they were... childhood friends. I think
Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Whereas
like New Kids on the Block came together because they were sort of friends and had relations. Mm-hmm. And then Boys to Men, they all came together because of relationships. But yeah, by the time the 2000s rolled around, they were just putting together these.
Yeah. These like holding auditions. Groups. Well, yeah. And the thing with NSYNC, so I believe Backstreet Boys came first. And Chris Kirkpatrick, was it who I'm thinking of? One of them didn't quite make the cut for Backstreet Boys, but they still thought he was really good. And so they were like, okay, let's put another group together. And that's where NSYNC came from. And NSYNC is the letter of all of their last names except for Lance, because Lance was the late addition. There was another guy who was part of it.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't even notice that. Where does Fatone come in then?
Joey. Why?
The last letter of their first names.
Yeah, yes, the last letter of their first names. My bad. And, yeah, so a lot of stuff. But then you look at, what's the group that Harry Styles was in?
One Direction.
Yes. Okay, that was put together, but that was from a reality competition show where they didn't make it by themselves. So they were like, okay, we're going to group you guys together if you're cool with it. Otherwise, you know, you're out of the show because you didn't make it for your own solo career. And that's the same. And then, I mean, now look at them. They all have their own solo careers, and they're doing amazing. But back to Britney Spears, other revelations, her drug of choice was Adderall. But when you think about it, it could have been so much worse. Not that using Adderall when it's not a prescription is good. I'm not justifying that or anything.
Right.
But I honestly, like, you. One would think that it might be something
harder.
More.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a time where, several times, actually, that... she speaks throughout her memoir where she thought her family was trying to kill her.
Oof. And has she come to terms with that? Like they were or not? Because who knows? We've heard so many different stories about her family's intentions.
Yeah. Well, and especially when you feel like you're being held hostage and even when you're sick. I remember what was the one during one of her Vegas residency shows where she had, was like 103 or something temperature.
They still pushed her out there.
Yeah, they still pushed her out. They're like, no, you have to go perform. I mean, she's probably... I'm not sure if her family was trying to kill her, but I believe her that she truly felt that way at different times.
Interesting.
Her sister, Jamie Lynn, apparently pitched her on a sister talk show. I could have seen that happening at a certain point.
I could see
that
happening.
I'm kind of surprised, more surprised it didn't happen.
Yeah, or that someone didn't bite, unless she cut it off.
Mm-hmm. Well, and apparently this came about during one of the times that she had just returned home from a rehab facility, a psychiatric facility, and it's like immediately there's a family meeting about, okay, how can we make more money? What other work can we go get into? And she's kind of like, I'm going through stuff. Like, can you just give me a minute?
Mm-hmm.
And here's something that I didn't know. It's not, like, necessarily bombshell stuff, but it's kind of fascinating. She was almost cast in The Notebook and Chicago.
Right. Can you imagine? Now, Chicago, I might be able to see. But
I could see her, yes. What was it? Renee Zellweger's role?
Yeah.
I could see her in that. But The Notebook, nobody other than Rachel McAdams.
No, that would be rough. Especially because, I mean, we don't know her acting chops. I mean, that movie made you feel things in The Notebook.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that Britney was there, but that would have been a total change in that movie, for sure.
Well, and she had said, what was the one that she did, Crossroads, that was her one and only acting thing, like starring role. She did other little bit parts and things, but that was her only big starring feature film because she didn't realize she was a method actor. And when she did it, she kind of became this other person. And she had a hard time breaking out of that character, which if you've seen the film, I wouldn't have thought that character was much different from her to begin
Me
with,
too.
But apparently it really truly was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it really truly was. And she had such a hard time breaking out of the character that she was like, I can't do this again. But yeah, I could definitely see her. I've seen her in Chicago, but not The Notebook, but just the fact that she was almost cast in those.
It's bizarre. I wonder, does she talk about the kids? Because that's what I always am curious about. Like, what that's like
for
her.
I hope she does.
Because they're gone. They're with the ex. They're with Kevin Federline. Mm-hmm.
And they've moved to Hawaii now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it seems that there were some rumors or whatever of people saying that Kevin was keeping the boys away. And Kevin was like, and other people were like, no, Kevin's not keeping the boys away. He's supporting them if they don't want to see Brittany. He's supporting their decision. They're old enough to make those decisions. But he also, I think, is supportive of Brittany being their mom.
Right.
But it's one of those, what do we know?
What do you believe and what's the situation? And it's extremely difficult. I mean, I feel like, you know, to be a woman and to not be able to see your kids. I'm just wondering if that is creating some of the problems, because that's got to be a pretty devastating
blow. Heartbreaking, yeah.
Yeah, nobody, I mean, we can fail at a lot of things, but I think it's pretty consistent that women do not want to fail at being mothers because innately we want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm curious to know what that's like for her.
That would be very difficult. Well, especially with that one photo of her trying to hide from paparazzi in a restaurant, yeah, where she is crying. She is pregnant. She has her other child, and you can, like, there's still, her baby was so young that there's still postpartum going on, and she's just scared, because this was at a time where the paparazzi, there were not protections against children. There was not anything of, like, you're not allowed to take pictures of the children. You can't, you know, rush into these celebrities when they have their children. There were no protections. That there basically could have been a crowd rush, and if she fell, nobody would have helped her up. They would have been taking pictures of, Brittany fell
watching
and dropped her baby. Yeah,
exactly right.
And people rooted for her to fail. They loved her. They loved to love her. They loved to hate her. They hated to love her. They hated to hate her.
But they also loved to take pictures of her at all costs and figure out what she was doing. And, you know, I think the tears probably turn those people on. You know, they want to see you suffering because, oh, she has everything. She's Britney Spears. But this girl has done a lot of suffering.
And you don't know what's happening behind closed doors in people's lives. That's the reality of it, too. Even Instagram is just a highlight reel. It's 48 after the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request. $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's 53 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. It's time for Food, Farm, and Family. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for motorcycles, boats, and RVs. For protection on the road and on the water, see how much you can save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Or you can visit them online at progressive.com. Anyone with littles at home or maybe some grandchildren, be on the lookout for quote-unquote toddler formulas. They are unnecessary. They lack nutritional benefits of milk. These are beverages being marketed as toddler formula and kind of being promoted as if they are a necessity. Of course, babies, newborns, infants, any child who is up to the age of 12 months, they need, whether it's breast milk or formula, there are some additional nutrients that they are needing. But once that child hits 1 year old, pediatricians say, okay, get them off of the formula, have them drinking real milk, whole milk. Whole milk, there's a nutrient, a vitamin in whole milk that is really good for brain development. But a lot of these beverages, these quote-unquote toddler formulas, are having people convinced that this is what their over 12-month-old needs. This is what is going to make them healthy. And a study has found that sales went up by 158% between 2006 and 2015 in purchases for these toddler formulas. And experts and pediatricians are just saying, no, do not get this. This is not helpful. Many parents are mistaken into believing that this is some unique thing that they need. Cow's milk is better. It is better as well as having a varied diet with fortified foods. And yeah, there's this whole misconception that's being marketed, and parents, guardians, grandparents, anybody who is taking care of a toddler over the age of 12 months old
is really being duped into buying these toddler formulas, and the children are just not getting the kind of nutrients that they need. More information on the food part of Food, Farm, and Family. If you're a red meat eater, okay, so red meat intake is associated with an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. The American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found a link between red meat consumption and the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And, of course, genetics plays an important role. If you have a history, a family history of type 2 diabetes, and similar like heart diseases, all of that stuff, of course, you are going to have a higher risk. But they are saying that red meat consumption, this is a study from Harvard, that it looked at over 216,000 participants. And they found in analyzing and really taking off of a questionnaire of food frequency, diet, every 2 to 4 years, they would kind of study these participants. And they studied them for over a 36-year period. And they found those who consumed more red meat had a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. The breakdown of the results that were shared with this study showed that those who consumed more red meat had a 62% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared to those who ate less or maybe didn't eat red meat at all. And each additional daily serving of processed red meat also provided a greater risk for the disease. So not just, you know, the typical run-of-the-mill steaks, but if you're actually eating the processed red meats, that made the risk even higher, too. Some fun news in Food, Farm, and Family, of course, talking about food still. Guinness World Records has crowned a new winner, the new hottest pepper, 3 times spicier than the last. It is called Pepper X. That is the name. So goodbye Ghost Peppers and Carolina Reaper. Pepper X is now considered the world's hottest pepper. And yeah, Guinness World Records. Who, obviously these are not just being grown in nature. Who are the people who are like cross creating these peppers to make them hotter and hotter and hotter? Well, anyway, the hottest pepper is now Pepper X with 2.6 million Scoville heat units. That's really hot. You can always get more information regarding Food, Farm, and Family on foodfarmfamily.com. And if there's anything that you've missed in the past, go check out the Food, Farm, Family podcast. Every day's episode is posted up there again on the website, foodfarmfamily.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.